How many of you tonight want God's blessing to be on your life? You know, go ahead and raise your hand. I know I do. Okay. Most people do. I don't know, there may have been a couple people that didn't raise their hands, but probably just because they may have been raising it inwardly, but didn't raise it outwardly. But we're going to look at a way that we can have God's blessing upon our life. And not just have a blessing here and there, but have a life that is full of blessing. Now, do you want a life full of blessing or one that just has a scant amount of blessing? You know, if you're a young person and you're going through the fellowship line and, you know, there's ice cream there and you really like what kind it is, you know, you're going to ask for the smallest scoop possible. You know, or there's a plate of cookies and it's your favorite one. You know, are you going to look for the smallest one or kind of search for the biggest one? Well, obviously, there's something much more important than a plate full of cookies, and that's having God's blessing on our lives. And it's something that we want a large amount of. And really, it's not something that, you know, might be selfish like a cookie, all right? But it's something that we can rightly want for our lives. And I'd like us to, we're going to start here in Proverbs chapter 28 and move from here. Proverbs 28 verse 20 says, "A faithful man shall abound with blessings." Notice that, a faithful man, Proverbs 28 verse 20, shall abound with blessings. Now, abound is not a small amount. All right, but abound is a lot. "She shall abound with blessings." It says, "But he that maketh haste to be rich shall not be innocent." First of all, I'd like us to look at the definition of faithfulness. And the word faithful, faithfulness, you may, there, you know, maybe a couple of, or a few different Hebrew words behind them. This particular one has the idea of firmness, steadfastness. I know another one has, you know, can have, communicate the idea of trust. And but here in this situation, has the idea of a steadfast person. A faithful man shall abound with blessings. All right, but he that maketh haste to be rich shall not be innocent. All right, this is somebody who doesn't take shortcuts. All right, but he's steadfast in what he is doing. And that's one, that would be one definition. It's one that does not take shortcuts. When the going gets tough, he doesn't choose the simplest path or the easiest path, but he chooses the right path. All right, here, this person, he's a faithful man. He's not going to make haste to be rich. He's not going to develop some shortcut. He's not going to play the lottery in order to get rich. He's going to be faithful. He's going to consistently do what is right. He's not going to, you know, cheat in some way so that he can get rich quickly. But he's going to be steadfast in the pathway of doing what is right. You know, sometimes maybe certain people, maybe it's a parent, and we'll use maybe a far out illustration, but maybe it's a parent out in the unsaved world, all right, and their child really wants to go to some party. But the parent knows there's going to be drinking there. There's going to be drugs there. And they really don't want to let their child go. But, you know, the child is right on the edge. And they're like, well, just let them go this time. Well, a faithful one, that one that sticks to what is right, is going to abound with blessings. And that instance of letting that child do what he wants could do what? End in catastrophe. Now, we could apply it different ways in our own congregation. Hopefully, you won't be at the point where you'd let your child, you know, go off and go to some party like that. I would hope that no one here would let their child do that. But there might be a smaller area that parents, maybe you're giving in your child's life. You know, it seems like nowadays in the American home, and I see it moving into Christian homes, as many times the young people determine what's going to happen in the home. But the Bible says a faithful man, one who consistently does what is right, doesn't take the short route, doesn't take the quick route. But you know what? If we're going to have peace in our home, We're going to love God's word. Great peace have they that love thy law, and what? Nothing shall offend them. So we're going to take God's word, his pathway. Let's go to Proverbs chapter 14, verse 6, as we continue the definition of faithfulness. Here in Proverbs chapter 14, in verse number 6, and actually, I wrote down the wrong reference here. Actually, it's verse 5, excuse me, verse 5. It says, a faithful witness will not lie, but a false witness will utter lies. So it says, a faithful witness will not lie. Again, we see somebody who will consistently do what is right. We find one here that does not base what he says or does on convenience. You know, why would a false, why would somebody utter a lie when they're on the witness stand? To make something a better outcome for themselves, maybe for a friend, maybe it's convenient to do so. It could be that somebody else is paying them off to lie. And so a faithful person, they don't do or they don't say things or do things based upon the convenience of the outcome. But they consistently do what is right. You know, there are always people that are willing to be employed by Jezebel that will distort the truth for their own purposes and bring godly men to carnage or to destruction. And I'm thinking of Naboth and his vineyard. And here Ahab comes home, he's pouting, you know, he's laying on his bed, he's pouting, you know, why can't I have this vineyard? And Jezebel comes in and says, hey, you're the king. And what did Jezebel find? She found some false witnesses that were willing to speak out against a godly person. And, you know, we need to be very careful about the things that we hear that are said about godly people. When you know somebody is a godly person, what you have to understand is that there are always Jezebels out there that are willing to distort the character of a godly person so they can bring them down and accomplish their own purposes. But we find that a faithful person does not base what he says or does on convenience. Also, we find, let's go to 1 Samuel chapter 2 and verse 35 as we continue looking at what is a faithful person. 1 Samuel 2 and verse number 35. The Lord says, and I will raise me up a faithful priest. Now notice what he says about a faithful priest. He says, that shall do according to that which is in mine heart and in my mind. And I will build him a sure house. Notice the blessing involved here. And he shall walk before mine anointed forever. So notice here the definition. He says, that shall do according to that which is in mine heart and in my mind. Here we find a faithful man is one who consistently does the will of God. One who consistently does the will of God. He says, all that is what? In mine heart and in my mind. That was a faithful priest. Many times, you know, as a parent, you'll tell your young person to do something, and then they might do, you know, exactly what you said. Well, hopefully they at least do exactly what you said. But they don't go beyond it. You know, and here God is looking for somebody that understands really the principle, what he really wants accomplished, takes the word of God and fulfills it. And God was looking for somebody that would fulfill all that was in his heart, not just some, but all of it. That's a faithful person. One who consistently does the will of God. One who is willing to take the principles of Scripture and apply them in every situation. Not just when it's convenient. Not when it makes it easy for myself to do, but consistently does the will of God. If you go over to 1 Samuel chapter 22, and here's this referring, being said of David, 1 Samuel 22 and verse 14, says, "Then Ahimelech answered the king and said, 'And who is so faithful,'" speaking to Saul here, "'and who is so faithful among all thy servants as David?'" Now notice, "which is the king's son-in-law," here we go, "'and goeth at thy bidding and is honorable in thine house.'" So David was one that was what? Consistently could be trusted to obey the king's commandment. So a faithful person, one who consistently does the will of God. Go over to Nehemiah chapter 7. And here, Nehemiah chapter 7, we find a faithful man is one who can be depended on. One who can be depended on. Nehemiah chapter 7 and verse 2. It says, "That I gave my brother Hananiah and Hananiah, the ruler of the palace, charge over Jerusalem, for he was a faithful man." And it also says, "and feared God above many." Notice what goes along with being a faithful man. It's one who fears God. Obviously, if somebody has a reverence and awe for God, they're going to want to follow God and obey him. This was somebody he could put over Jerusalem. Two men he could put over Jerusalem. He says here, "for he was a faithful man." You know, could you be entrusted in the position that Nehemiah here was looking for? Because you are considered a faithful man, one who could be depended on. Let's go to Proverbs chapter 28. As we continue to look at what a faithful man is, a definition of it. Actually, we already looked at this one, so we'll skip this. We already looked, this is the, already looked at, it does not take shortcuts. We already looked at that. So let's go to Proverbs chapter 11. Proverbs 11 and verse number 13. Here we find that a faithful man is one who knows when to keep their mouth keep his mouth shut. It says in verse 13, "A talebearer revealeth secrets." You know, you need to watch out for people that are that talk a lot. A talebearer revealeth secrets. You know, if somebody's got something to say about somebody else, well, you might want to watch out for that kind of person, because many times they'll also be willing to talk about you too. It says, "But he that is of a faithful spirit concealeth the matter." You know, somebody who has a faithful spirit, they know when to keep their mouth quiet. The faithful spirit. Do you have that faithful spirit? Or are you one that's looking to say things about other people? And not only do you say things about other people, but you distort the truth. You embellish the truth to make yourself look good and to make the other person look good, look bad. Remember, a faithful man shall abound with blessings. It's somebody who knows when to keep things quiet, when they shouldn't be said. Let's go to Daniel chapter 6. We find that a faithful person here is one who faithfully carries out all their duties. Daniel chapter 6. One who faithfully carries out all their duties. It says in verse number 4, "Then the presidents and princes sought to find occasion against Daniel concerning the kingdom, but they could find none occasion nor fault." Boy, what a testimony he had. "For as much as he was faithful, neither was there any error or fault found in him." Daniel faithfully carried out all his duties. They couldn't find anything wrong with him. And then, verse 5, the only thing they could find, "except we find it against him concerning the law of his God." You know, they find some contradiction here that they could get him, because they knew he was going to even, you know, obey the law of his God. We'll find something. We know the story here of what took place. So one who faithfully carries out all their duties. Let's go to Proverbs chapter 20. You know, we're going all over the place as we define this. Hopefully getting a sense. I mean, we know what faithful is, but just looking at some of these passages in the Word of God that give some examples that help to give us a definition of what it is. Proverbs chapter 20 and verse 6, and here we'll find that it's someone who has more than talk and shows it in their walk. Somebody who has more than talk and shows it in their walk. That's a faithful person. A faithful person is just somebody who talks about their own goodness, says, I do this, I do that. But it's somebody who shows it in their walk. Proverbs 20 verse 6 says, most men will proclaim everyone his own goodness, but a faithful man who can find. You know, it shows here that there's not that many faithful people out there. It's not a common thing. Faithfulness is something to be highly treasured. A faithful man who can find. Saying that there's not a lot of these kind of people out there. You know, when you come across one, it's a blessing. And so, the definition of faithfulness. Let's look at the development of faithfulness. How do we develop faithfulness in our lives? And we're not going to spend a lot of time on this, but just maybe a few thoughts. You think of the life of Daniel. He was one that was faithful. And if you go to the beginning of the book of Daniel, a famous verse that many of you probably have memorized, but it says Daniel 1 and verse 8, it says that Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself. Now, if you're going to be faithful, there's going to have to be a purpose in your life. You're going to have to be purposed that this is something that I am going to do. So you're not going to be easily distracted. But there has to be a purpose. You know, when people get away from that purpose, you know, sometimes maybe people start coming to this church and they have a purpose, they have a reason for coming. But then they kind of get sidetracked from that purpose. And then their steadfastness begins to waver. Daniel purposed in his heart. I think of Paul. I mean, I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Paul was a faithful man. And, you know, what was one of the attitudes of his life in Philippians chapter 3? I press toward the mark. He kept going. You know, he's in prison. You know, he's under... At least he's in the house there under arrest. But he kept going forward. You think of Moses was known as a faithful man. God said, you know, in, let's see, Numbers, I don't have it right. Let's see, I believe it's Numbers chapter 12 and verse 7. It talks about Moses being faithful in all mine house. Think about God saying that about you. That Moses was faithful in all mine house. How did Moses get to be that kind of a person? Well, you know, you go to Hebrews chapter 11, and what does it say about Moses? He says, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. You know, if you're going to be a faithful person, it takes choices in life. And Moses chose to identify with the people of God. He chose a life. He says that choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God. He made the unpopular choice. But he recognized the future blessing that accompanied that choice that he made, even though in the short run it cost him. Now that's you know, developing faithfulness, young people. Are you going to make choices right now? Even though it might be a more difficult decision in the present, in the long run, it produces great blessing. You know, Jesus said, no man having put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God, or his kingdom of heaven. Can't remember which one it is, but You're driving a tractor and you're plowing. I haven't really done much plowing, but I've got a plastic mulch layer that I pull behind my tractor. And, you know, the more I look back at that machine, guess what happens? The more crooked the rows get. And, you know, you're plowing along, you start looking back, and what's going to happen? It's going to get crooked. And, you know, that's going to happen with your life. You don't keep your eye focused on the goal. You don't keep your eye focused on what God has for you. And you start looking back. You start wavering. And your life, it's going to mess your life up. And the pathway is going to get crooked. You need to keep your eye focused on the goal. Developing faithfulness in your life. You know, right now you are making choices in your life that will set you on a course for the future. You know, I think of David. David was, you know, a faithful person. You know, what did David have? He comes to the battle and he says, is there not a cause? You know, there was purpose to David's life. He came out there and he said, what's going on? He made choices in his life. And right now you are making choices that will set you on a course for the future. Moses made choices. Paul made choices. David made choices. And faithfulness is something that's really, we can be faithful, but there's a development, there's choices, there's things that happen in our lives. So developing faithfulness. Thirdly, I like to see the delight of faithfulness. The delight of faithfulness. It says in Proverbs chapter 28 and verse 20, it says, a faithful man shall what? Shall abound with blessings. You know, yes, there are difficult decisions that will be made along the way of the pathway of faithfulness. And sometimes in the short run, it's not going to seem like it's going to pan out. You know, Mr. Raines is a classic example with, you know, not taking that job. And it may be in the short run, it looked like, boy, this doesn't seem like maybe the greatest decision. But in the long run, you know, look how his life was blessed for being faithful. For being faithful. You know, there's delight. It says, shall abound with blessings. But in order to have that, you've got to what? You've got to stick to it. You know, we see it's a what? It's a promise. A faithful man shall abound with blessings. You know, we also see it in the laws of sowing and reaping. In Galatians chapter 6, you know, it says, be not weary in well-doing, for in due season ye shall reap, if you what? If you faint not. Let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. You know, that's the faith. We can't give up. We've got to continue to depend upon God and make the right decision, realizing that His Word is true. We can't look at the circumstances around us. Yes, they may be getting challenging. Yes, they may be looking down. But the Bible says a faithful man shall abound with blessings. You know, here it says, let us not be weary in well-doing. You know, as you are doing what's right, you know, it can be easy to get weary. But we must never give up. You know, because when you give up, what does that mean? It means you've lost faith. And it's the faith that pleases God. And a faithful man shall abound with blessings. You know, there's many different areas that we can be faithful in. You know, we could start, you could make a list right there. There might be a list in your life. But there's so many different ways that we can be faithful. You know, being faithful to church, in your devotions, family devotions, you know, soul winning. In training your children. You know, just so many. And you could probably sit down and make a list up. You know, the Bible says a faithful man shall what? Abound with blessings. And I wonder tonight, is there an area that maybe you've been tempted to lose that steadfastness in? To maybe take a little bit different course in life? To get maybe off track, and the devil's kind of got in there and said, "No, it's not going to be that bad. This is a little better pathway." But the Bible says, God says, a faithful man shall abound with blessings. And you might be tempted to take a detour, to get off track. But Paul said, I press toward the mark. And you know, sometimes along the way, we're going to be tempted to get weary. There's going to be somebody out there that's going to offer an opinion. Many people out there that can offer the wrong opinions, that can get us off track. But we need to remember God's promise that a faithful man shall abound with blessings. You know, as a parent, one of those ways you're going to see those blessings is in your children. And that's why it's so important to be faithful. You know, there may be inconsistent areas. You say, you know what? I haven't been faithful in that area. Lord, forgive me. So that we can see His blessing upon our lives. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we just thank You for Your Word. We thank You that You are the faithful God. Lord, You are the greatest example of faithfulness. Lord, You're faithful and just to forgive us our sins. Lord, You're faithful not to give us a temptation greater than we can bear. Lord, You're faithful every day as we see the sunrise and the sunset. Lord, so many ways that You are faithful to us. And Lord, we pray that You would help us in our own lives to be faithful. Lord, we live in a world of infidelity, of unfaithfulness. And Lord, in this group of people, we need to be examples of faithfulness. And Lord, I just pray that You would even work in our hearts at this time. And Lord, the Spirit of God would point out areas, would point out things, Lord, that we have not been faithful in. Lord, I pray that You would encourage our hearts. Lord, maybe somebody's struggling tonight with a decision. And Lord, just the encouragement to be faithful. And Lord, there's a promise, a blessing. And it's not just a small amount, but it's an abounding with blessing. And Lord, we thank You for that. And we just pray that Your Spirit would allow Your Word, would take Your Word and really help it to penetrate our hearts tonight. We pray in Christ's name. Amen.